Hopeful Hearts at Glendale Hall by Victoria Walters and read by Ailey Beaton for Saga Egmont. Prologue. Hogmanay, 1 year ago. My boyfriend Rory and I returned to Fraser Farm just after midnight. We had celebrated Hogmanay at Glendale Hall, now an annual tradition for us. 2 years ago, after watching the firework display there, we became a couple. Now we had a son about to turn one, and I still couldn't quite believe it.
Happy Hogmanay,
Rory said as we sat down in the living room with two mugs of hot chocolate, the warmth welcome after the cold air in the grounds of Glendale Hall. Our son Harry slept peacefully in his carry cot, and the only lights on were the fairy lights on our Christmas tree in the corner. We clinked mugs side by side on the sofa. I can't believe Harry will be one this month. This year has flown by. It's all been such a whirlwind. Who would have thought we'd be sitting here right now like this? I got pregnant so soon into our relationship that I felt I'd hardly had time to breathe. I had moved onto Rory's farm and had Harry, and feet had barely touched the ground since. I had known Rory since we were teenagers, but even so, the speed at which we had moved since that first night together had been lightning fast.
Not me, that's for sure. I didn't think I could ever get you into a pair of wellies, let alone to live on a farm,
he said with a grin. I certainly never expected to be the girlfriend of a farmer, I said, smiling back. But truthfully, it was still something I was struggling to get a handle on. Alcohol really has a lot to answer for. Rory chuckled.
I thought it was my good looks and charm that led you to my bed, not booze. But hey, I'll take it either way.
A combination of all of the above, let's say.
Well, for me, it was definitely how amazing you are.
He turned to me.
I know I'm hopeless at anything romantic. Blame it on growing up more interested in cows than women.
He trailed off as I burst out laughing.
I didn't mean it like that,
he protested. Once I had controlled my laughter a bit, he continued.
But you know I love you, I hope. And I know I've mentioned it before, but maybe you didn't think I was serious. How about we get married? Become a real family?
We are a real family, I said, taken aback. He had mentioned it before, usually in a jokey way, and our friends and family often made subtle remarks questioning why we weren't married yet. But he hadn't actually proposed, not for real. Now he was, and I had no idea what to say.
You know what I mean.
I looked away. I thought about my friend Emily asking me in the summer about why we hadn't got married, and the reason I'd given her. I still can't imagine getting married without her, I half whispered. My beloved mother, the only person I wanted at my wedding, and the one who couldn't be there. I had told Rory how I felt before. I knew he understood. After all, both of his parents had died when he was just 18.
I know.
Rory took my hand in his.
When you're ready, then, will you?
I met his gaze. Even though the past year had been scary, I loved Rory and Harry, and the thought of life without them was terrifying. I didn't want to lose them. Yes, I said, and he leaned in for a long kiss as guilt rested heavily on my chest that I couldn't give him what he wanted. Not yet. Chapter 1. Glancing at the clock striking 3 p.m., I sighed. Despite